This episode is brought to you by AutoSlash, a handy free service that continuously and automatically searches for the lowest rental car rate so you don't have to. Start using them for free right now by heading over to AutoSlash.com. Today we'll have Alicia's Run Disney Trip Report. That's coming up on this episode 173 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 173. Today is another trip report. This time it's from Alicia, who just got back from a Run Disney trip. This was not her first trip, but as you may know, the trip reports are not just for first timers anymore. We've opened it up to lots of different things so that we have a variety. And what I like about Alicia's trip is that although it was kind of a long weekend as opposed to a whole week or more, she packed a lot into her time and she took the time to remember a lot of details that she could pass on. So it was a short trip, but a full length conversation because there's a lot of details and I think that you may pick up a few tips here and there. And I really appreciate when people go into things with a teaching mentality because it helps us all learn from the experience. I did want to mention from the last episode that I kept saying Trattoria Al Forno when I was talking about underrated restaurants, and that Trattoria Al Forno is a restaurant on the boardwalk, but of course I was trying to talk about Epcot and the Italy Pavilion, which is a different restaurant. The one that I meant to say was Tutto Italia in Epcot. So those tea restaurants that are Italian are very confusing, but a few of you caught that and made sure that I knew. So I appreciate that because I really, really dislike confusing people. As always, just a reminder to follow on social media. And as always, I don't want to waste too much time at the beginning because these episodes are longer. So without any further ado, here is Alicia. Welcome to the podcast, Alicia.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be talking to you. So you and I are talking on Sunday, April 15th. Did you get your taxes done before now?
Oh, I did. Yes.
This is that.
It's kind of ugly, but I did.
Good. Okay. So now we can talk without thinking about that since it is the official tax day. Okay. So let's talk about the details of your trip. What are your trip dates?
We leave this Thursday, April 19th, and come back Monday the 22nd.
And who is we?
Oh, yes, me and my husband and our 10-year-old son, Will.
10-year-old son, Will.
Yeah.
And where are you, your husband, and Will staying?
We are staying at Pop this time, which is new to us. We've never done that. We usually stay in moderates, but because this is such a short trip and because we're going up there for the race weekend, It seemed like a good place.
I will be at Pop when you are. So we may run into each other.
That's great.
So can I just tell you, because the first time I stayed at Pop, I was a little bit nervous because I had only stayed at moderates and deluxes. Uh-huh. And I was pleasantly surprised. But I think anytime you go quote unquote down, you know, a resort level, you think, what am I going to be missing? So I hope you like it. But I think you will.
That's cool. I'm really hoping to get one of the renovated rooms.
Yeah. So did you put in your online requests for that?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah, we did too. So I'm hoping we do because I've stayed at Pop Century a million times. So if I'm there this time, I at least want to have that part of it be new.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice. Okay. So, you're there for race weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So how much park time? I always think this is interesting to try to plan park time and race time. How are you doing that planning?
I think I'm doing really badly at it. I don't know. I'm really nervous about this trip. We started going late. We started going to Disney in 2015 was our first trip ever. And we've really made up for lost time. We've gone four times since then. And then we've done a Disney cruise and done Disney Paris. So I feel pretty confident when it comes to planning, thanks to your podcast. Mm-hmm. It is a lifesaver. But race weekend is all new. We're doing a whole lot of new things on this trip, and it's really thrown me for a loop. I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, so I'm going to be learning from you because Run Disney is an area I have not ventured into. So tell me what you're doing that's new other than the race.
We are also doing a day at one of the water parks. Okay. And we're doing the Star Wars dessert party. Mm-hmm. And we're doing pop. And we're doing a DVC tour.
Oh, that's fun. Are you doing it because, say, what's your motive for doing it?
Well, it's partially because I'm curious. You know, I'm not sure just that the finances are going to be wise, but I definitely want to rent points at some point. And I'm curious to see how the cost structure works. But also, I want to see some of the other DVC resorts. I'm really hoping if I talk really nicely, they will let me take a tour of Copper Creek. Mm-hmm. I want to see, those are the cabins, the ones with like the walls that look sort of like a geode cut in half.
Yeah, the Boulder Ridge Villas.
Might be those.
The Wilderness Lodge is a little confusing because it has Boulder Ridge Villas and it has Copper Creek Villas. But yeah, you're talking about the cabins themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is your tour already set up?
Yes. I just actually called about it today because we land on Thursday really, really early. And I intentionally kept that day very open, which is hard for me because I'm an obsessive planner. But we're going to be getting up at like 3 or 4 in the morning to fly in. Then we have to go get, apparently we have to go get our race bibs. Mm-hmm. And I should preface this by saying that my family and I are not racers. Mm-hmm. We're not runners. There's a lot that can go wrong here. I've hurt my Achilles tendon. I am not a runner to begin with. And we're only doing a 5K, mm-hmm. but it still feels slightly daunting. And my husband and son have not been training. And I know that usually there's a minimum time, a pacing requirement, but apparently for the 5K, there's not because they want it to be very family friendly, mm-hmm. which is good. But I'm still like, I'm just like, is it going to be 3 o'clock in the morning when we get up for the race and my son no longer wants to do it? Will he get a medal? There's lots of things I'm a little nervous about, but I wanted to keep that day we landed really open because I know we're going to have to go to bed so early and I didn't want to make it a park day and inadvertently exhaust ourselves. So we land, we go to ESPN and pick up the bib. I'm going to try to avoid the giant spending spree that I hear happens when you go there.
And just to clarify, you're talking about ESPN mm-hmm. Wide World of Sports, which is where you get your like race check-in stuff.
Exactly. Yes. And apparently there's lots of things to buy there and I'm mm-hmm. going to try to get us out of there quickly so that we don't spend a lot of money there and a lot of time. And that's also why I booked the DVC because then we have a destination, but my understanding is a pretty low key one. And I've heard that my son will get to sort of go into the kids club and play video games and things while my husband and I do the tour. And I really want to see the models. And they gave us incentives, of course, a gift card and 3 fast passes. Mm-hmm. So it just seemed like a win-win on that. I get to satisfy my curiosity. Who knows? Maybe it will make sense financially. And it seems like a fun thing to do. And then after that, I don't really know, other than maybe we'll go to Disney Springs and get something to eat. I've made no ADRs for that day, which is very unlike me. And maybe we'll swim and then try to get to bed early so we can get up at 3 a.m. for the race.
Yeah, I think because you're talking about how you're normally a planner and you don't really have a ton of plans, I think the more you go, the less you have to plan because you don't have these huge expectations like your very first trip. Like, you know, if you have a princess lover, you want to eat in the castle. And if you have a Star Wars lover, you want to do Jedi training, like all that stuff that you, you know, just high expectations. And then the more you go, you realize you can do different things and it's not so crucial like it was maybe the first time.
That's totally true. I think the only reason why I feel a little nervous about not planning is I'm anticipating huge crowds based on what fast pass availability when I've tried to move things around. It's very, very limited. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid it's going to be crazy crowded.
So you mentioned that you did not make any dining reservations that first day, and you kind of walked us through your plans for Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. So what are your plans for the rest of the few days that you're there?
Friday, we have the race. We're going to get up very, very early. I think we have to be there at like 4 or 5 a.m. And I've made costumes because it's the Star Wars Dark Side race. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be getting dressed up. And we'll do the race. I don't know how long it takes to complete the race. But we made fast passes for Magic Kingdom that day because I have this fantasy that we'll get to go to Magic Kingdom in our costumes, mm-hmm. and that'll be cute photo opportunities. But our first fast pass is at Big Thunder at 9:50, mm-hmm. which might be cutting it close. I'm not sure. And then Haunted Mansion, which I know we don't necessarily need a fast pass for, but it's my husband and son's one of their favorites. So I wanted to make sure we got it if the crowds were crazy. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing lunch at Skipper Canteen, which is one of our favorite places. Mm-hmm. I think it's really underrated.
Yes.
Super good food. And then we have Seven Dwarves at 2:30, which is later than I would like it to be, but it was the only thing we could get 60 days out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Friday is a busy day because you start with the race, then you go to Magic Kingdom until at least mid-afternoon because you've got your Seven Dwarves Mine Train. Mm-hmm. So Skipper Canteen is a reservation you have. All right, good. Mm-hmm. So what are your plans after that mid-afternoon?
Really nothing. I don't know how tired we're going to be. So I wanted to keep it loose in case my kid's collapsing and needs a break. And then we have park hoppers. And in theory, we'll have those three extra fast passes from the DVC tour. So I was sort of figuring we'll just sort of play it by ear and see what we feel like doing.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, those fast passes they give you are really nice as a bonus. I did a DVC tour as kind of like you did out of curiosity. I really wanted to see the new Polynesian DVC stuff. And I forgot that fast passes are even a part of it. And at the end, I was like, oh, yeah, now I get this too. But I really just wanted to see the bungalows and the studios.
That's totally how I feel. I know. I'm just so curious.
Yeah, but I ended up coming away also thinking DVC made a lot more sense than I went in. So they're very good salespeople that are helpful. I didn't end up buying, but maybe someday. So, yeah, exactly. Okay, so Friday you're leaving it open after at the end of the day, understandably, because you have an early alarm that day. So what are you thinking about for Saturday?
For Saturday, we're going to do Animal Kingdom. I'm going to let us sleep in, which is also very unlike us. I'm definitely a rope dropper, but I think we're going to need a break. And so we're going to sleep in. And then our first reservations aren't, or our first fast passes aren't until 1:30 for Cali River Rapids. And then we have fast passes for Everest at 2:30 and Avatar Flight of Passage at 3:40.
So you were able to get Flight of Passage. That's good.
We were just there in December, which seems crazy, but we had booked a bounce back offer and then got the amazing deal with we got free dining at Caribbean Beach. And then because Caribbean Beach was under construction, they were offering $75 gift cards per night to bundle with that. And then when we got there, we had to book a pirate room, which are the most expensive and most inconvenient, but they had overbooked them. So they moved us to a preferred room instead, which came at a price discount. So we got a refund for our room on top of all of that, plus a room in a better location. So it was an amazing bit of circumstance.
Yes. Those preferred rooms are so much more convenient.
Wow. It's a huge resort. Mm-hmm. I knew it was, but wow, it's giant. It's going to be amazing mm-hmm. once construction ends.
I agree. But that's nice yeah. that it worked out that way for you.
Yeah. But anyway, so when we were here in December, we also had Avatar fast mm-hmm. passes. And my husband and son loved it, which kind of surprised me because my son can be a little nervous about new experiences. And they loved it. I got really motion sick mm-hmm. on it. So I want to try it again, taking a Dramamine, and see if that helps, because I really want to enjoy it. But it was a lot.
It is a lot. And when you go in the room, just try to be in the middle.
Yeah, we were in the middle, but what I couldn't do was, I think you had said this trick once before, to try to find the edge of the screen to look, and it will sort of refocus you, but there is no edge of the screen, really.
Yeah, I don't know that. That ride doesn't make me sick, but the people that I've been yeah. with who do get sick, it's the only trick I know, really, is to try to sit in the middle, because it seems to yeah. decrease the effect if it bothers you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm very curious to see what happens again when we do it this time. And then we'll see about the river ride. We really had an amazing experience last time and lucked out where the park was closing and we were walking by and my husband just ran up just to see mm-hmm. and the cast members were wonderful and they were like, you know what, come on in. And we just got to run and there was no one else. We got the whole ride to ourselves. They kept it open for us to ride one last ride. And that was just so incredibly magical. It was super fun.
Yeah. And you're talking about Navi River Journey.
Navi River Journey. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice if we could fit that one in too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Saturday.
And then we have the dessert party. I'm sorry. I forgot. We're going to the dessert party, the Star Wars dessert party at Hollywood Studios that night.
Saturday. Okay. So
Saturday night. Yeah.
You're starting afternoon Animal Kingdom and then you're going to mm-hmm. go from there to Hollywood Studios.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, don't be late for that one, though.
Yeah, what time? It starts at 7:30, but what time are we allowed in?
Well, so your reservation, or like if you go into My Disney Experience, it should say, mm-hmm. but I would be there 30 minutes before that.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
Definitely, because you want to get in and get your fill of drinks and desserts and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And if you wait until the time it says, people will have already been there for a while.
That's so great to know.
Yeah, definitely get lined up for that. And don't be late, because then you miss the benefit of being at the party.
Okay, that's perfect.
So that's fun. You've probably seen the Star Wars fireworks, but just never done the dessert party, right?
No, I've never seen the fireworks either. We missed them last time.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, then that'll be good. Those are both new things.
Yeah, really excited.
Okay, so that is definitely how you're going to end your Saturday, I assume. Mm-hmm. And then what do we have going on Sunday?
Sunday is Blizzard Beach in the morning and Hollywood Studios in the afternoon. So we've never done any of the water parks. And I had a really hard time deciding between Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. So I'm not sure if we've made the right choice, but we're going to go with it and see what happens.
They're both good. That's cool. That's an unsatisfying answer, probably. But they're both good.
No, that's a much better answer than, no, Typhoon Lagoon's the way to go. So
yeah, there's pros and cons of both, and I think they're both fun. So I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So you're doing that in the morning, and then you're doing Hollywood mm-hmm. Studios in the PM.
In the PM, yeah. Probably a nap in between.
And so you're going to see Hollywood Studios one last time before it changes.
Yeah, I know. So much stuff coming.
Yeah, so next time you go back, there'll be a whole new land. So what are your plans at Hollywood Studios ride-wise?
Ride-wise, we're going to do Tower of Terror. My son doesn't do it, but my husband and I love it. And I'm always scared they're going to change it over to Guardians of the Galaxy. So I want to write it as many times as possible mm-hmm. when it's like this. And then in theory, we're doing Rock and Roller Coaster. I am a big chicken about it. I hate launch coasters, but I know they're changing it. And so I feel compelled to experience it as is. So we'll see how that goes. And then the only other Fast Pass we could get was for Muppet Vision, which I know you don't really need a Fast Pass for, mm-hmm. but it was that or Disney Junior. Those were the only two things available.
Yeah. And we're about to embark on a lots of Fast Pass choice time with Toy Story Land, but right mm-hmm. now it's pretty limited.
Yeah.
What did you mean by Rock and Roller Coaster is changing?
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I had thought that they're turning it into Guardians of the Galaxy. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, they're not. They are adding a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction at Epcot.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. But yeah. I'll still probably write it mostly so my son can look at my face on the picture when the launch happens.
Yeah, launch coaster. It's still launch coaster. And so have you been to Disneyland?
No, but we've been to Disney Paris, and we rode their Space Mountain there, which is a launch coaster. And that was the most intense ride experience of my life. I could never have you ridden it?
Not the Paris one. No.
Wow. It's beautiful because it's done like the Nautilus. It's incredibly beautifully designed, but it launches and it is the roughest roller coaster I have ever been on. We came off, my poor son burst into tears. I crawled to the side. A bunch of cast members had to come over and we had to go to first aid to try to get something so that I would not, so that I could function. But we saw someone come off and throw up. Oh, I have never seen more people crying. My husband loved it because apparently if you're tall, you can get your head in the headrest and it keeps your head from knocking back and forth. But I'm only 5'3", and we were below the headrest and you are just banged around. So,
and
this
is Space Mountain at Disneyland Paris?
Yeah, it's a completely different ride. It goes upside down. It's a launch. It's a whole different thing.
Wow.
It's Space Mountain in name only. Now, I mean, people love it because if you're tall, it's a beautiful, it's beautifully designed. I kept my eyes closed the whole time. I didn't see any of it.
Wow.
But my husband was like, oh no, it's the most amazing thing. He wrote it 3 times. No.
The reason mm-hmm. I asked if you'd been to Disneyland is because you had made a couple references that sounded very Disneyland-ish, like the Guardians of the Galaxy, Tower of Terror becoming the Guardians of the Galaxy, and launch coasters, because there is a launch coaster at California Adventure. But that is not the case. Maybe you'll get out there someday.
Yeah, I would. We really want to. We really want to. Just haven't done it yet.
Yes, but you have been to Paris, which is what...
We have been to Paris.
That's more than what most people can say, so... That's
yeah, fun. And we're trying to go back again next summer because we loved it. We think it's just the most beautiful park.
Yeah, I have heard it's the most beautiful. I have friends that did all 6 castles last year, though, and Tokyo was, it seems, the highlight of their travels. So
that's on our bucket list.
Yes,
absolutely.
I know, same. There's always more and more to do and see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sunday we have gotten through your Hollywood Studios PM plans, and
yeah.
That is also. Are you departing that day? Departing the next day?
We're departing the next day. We're also eating at 50s Primetime, which we've never done. Mm-hmm. And my son does not like to be the center of attention, mm-hmm. so I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Just tell them when you check in that you don't want to play.
Okay,
and they'll take it easy because I've had different experiences. Sometimes they were really obnoxious, and sometimes not.
Okay, that's good to know.
Because I am like your son. I will actively avoid anything where people are yelling at me and people are mm-hmm. embarrassing me. But they'll work with you on that.
That's great. So we actually added a day. It was only – we were supposed to be leaving on Sunday. But about a week ago, my husband and I realized I was losing my mind because there was so much to fit in. And so we booked an extra day and changed our flight. So we're coming back on Monday instead of Sunday.
Okay. And so do you have any in-park plans on Monday, or is it purely a departure day?
Purely departure day.
Okay. Let's see. That's a few other things that we need to cover. How are you getting from the airport to your hotel?
Magical Express.
Magical Express. So when you are there doing race weekend stuff, you're relying on Disney transportation for that.
We are, although I'm wondering if on the morning of, if we should take a Lyft or something. We chose Pop Century because when I was reading, they said that the bus transportation is particularly good to the races from there. But I don't know. Well, right now we're planning on taking the bus.
We will find out what you end up doing when you get back and I talk to you after your trip. Okay. So, and then what else? You probably don't have the dining plan for this trip, right?
No, we don't have dining plan, but what we're going to do is buy a prepaid Visa card and put on there what we would have spent had we bought the dining plan, and then see what we actually spend, because my thinking is if we don't spend that, then obviously we just end up with money back. Whereas if we do the dining plan, you're end up with 12,000 snacks at the end of the trip.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting to see how that works out then, since you're doing that experiment. And then Memory Maker.
No, and I'm wondering if that's dumb. We've had Memory Maker in the past, and it was great for our very first trip. But after that, I just felt, because we were paying for it, I felt a strange obligation to go and get our picture taken everywhere to get our money's worth. And it ended up causing more stress than just every now and then stopping, if it was a particularly good photo opportunity, handing our cell phone to the photographer and having them take the picture. And so the only reason why I'm where I'm feeling a little waffly about it is I don't know on the race weekend whether there will be a lot of really cool photo opportunities that I will wish I had Memory Maker for rather than my cell phone for.
Yeah. You could still buy it. You would just have to pay the full price as opposed to the pre-purchase price.
Yeah.
I know. And it's a short trip, so it makes it hard to justify.
Exactly.
So this is a total side note, but since you were there in December and you're here now, did you consider an annual pass?
We always consider an annual pass, and I don't know why we talk ourselves out of it every time. If we had just bought an annual pass when we first started going, we would have saved so much money. But every time we go, we say it's going to be the last trip for a while. And so we never buy it, even though I know we could trade in our tickets and get that deducted and they would have been a lot cheaper. But no, we never buy it. And I don't know why.
Well, it's hard to justify. I used to go to Disneyland a couple times a year, and I never got the annual pass to go there either. I could never justify it. It does, they're not cheap. But they do include the, basically, Memory Maker. So you don't have to think about pictures if you do have an annual pass.
Yeah. So. And I keep thinking, we have the Disney Visa card, so we get some discounts from that. So I was always like, I don't know.
Yeah. Is there anything that that you have planned that we haven't talked about?
I don't think so. I think that pretty much covers it. I should flip it from anxious to excited. I'm very excited to see how this all works out. It's a lot of new things, and, I don't feel as in control as I normally do on trips when it's just the parks and I know exactly, I know the touring plan, I know all of it. There's so many unknowns with this,
I think it's sort of the evolution though of a fan. Like that's just what happens. I'm getting ready to leave Tuesday for a week and I don't really have plans either. I just don't, I have a to-do list of things I think I want to do, but I'm not online 6 months out booking dining reservations anymore because it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh, I do want to try Satouli Canteen. I forgot to mention that. That's one of the big things. We didn't try it last time, and I'm really excited to see what that experience is like. And mobile ordering, we've never done either.
Yeah, so that'll be on your Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Satouli. Yeah, I meant to ask you about dining because you didn't mention anything that day. Okay.
Yeah.
I added that. I have a whole page of notes for your 3-day trip, so that's how you know there's lots of stuff planned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me. And I'm excited to hear how it all went when you get back.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to tell you all about it. And you have a great trip. Yes. Maybe I will see you there.
Yeah, I'll be doing daily podcasts. So if you feel like listening to
them. I love those. Yep. I love those. So, yes. Cool.
Okay. Thanks, Alicia.
Sure. Bye-bye.
I wanted to take a minute today to talk to you about AutoSlash, which is a free service to use to check for rental car prices. If you are planning to use a rental car for Disney World, your Disney World trip or any other destination, you can have them do the checking for you instead of you constantly going online to see if the prices have changed as your trip dates approach. The rates often do improve as your dates approach, but instead of you constantly checking and you doing all the work, you can let them do it. So you can get started by submitting your reservation for price tracking, and they will immediately start looking for better rates. 90% of the time, they say they have a better price than what you've already paid. The other 10% of the time, they will keep checking for lower rates. And if they do find a better rate before you pick up the car, they email you so that you can rebook and lock it in. So it's kind of like price protection on your rental car. You can get started right now by heading to autoslash.com. Welcome back from your trip, Alicia.
Thank you.
So you and I are talking today on Sunday, May 6th. So you've had a little time to get settled in.
Mm-hmm.
To return back. Have you fully recovered?
Yeah. I will tell you all about it at the end. There's a sort of an unexpected surprise. So,
all right. Well, that's a cliffhanger. So I can't wait to hear about that. So I always start with talking about the dates and how you felt about the crowds and the weather on those dates. I know you chose them because of the race, but how did you feel it went overall with the weather and the crowds?
Weather was spectacular. They called for rain almost every day, but the only time we actually got rain was the last night, and not until like 10 o'clock at night. So it was beautiful the whole time. Crowds were there. It was not crowded, but if you have a touring plan and for us, the ability to park hop, it was totally manageable.
Yeah. I will tell you, since I was there before the race weekend officially started, it was definitely very light crowds. And then all the runners arrived and it bumped up quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
So I would say moderate crowds is what it probably ended up being. But with the weather being so amazing and having a good plan, it probably made it feel a lot better.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, so you stayed at Pop Century. Tell me, okay, was this your first time staying there?
It was. We had stayed there once before, but just for an overnight sleep. So literally getting in at like 10 o'clock and leaving for the parks at 7. So I felt like it was our first experience at Pop. And we had the refurbished rooms, which are awesome. Mm-hmm. They're so great. Because we had one of the non-renovated rooms before. And so it was just, I was amazed by the space and the cleanliness and all the little nooks to put your stuff. I would totally stay there again.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And the thing is that I had seen pictures before. I don't know if you had seen the pictures that people had posted of the refurbished rooms, but when you're there, they feel extra nice, more than the pictures would show.
Totally agree.
Because there's so many plugs and cute decor and the beds are comfortable.
Yeah, and it just feels so open. And there was enough pop of color that I thought it was great. You know, I understand that they can't have the bed runners anymore, which always gave a nice pop of color. But, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Good. I'm glad you liked it. And you can't beat the price. I mean,
Oh no.
It's a great, as far as staying on site, it's a great deal.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, so but go ahead.
I'm going to back up just a tiny bit to talk about Magical Express, though, on the way in.
I was going to ask you that next, but I realized the hotel comes after Magical Express, so I should have asked that first. Go ahead.
Well, we learned, and I know you've given this advice before, not to book any fast passes or dining reservations anywhere close to when Magical Express, because you never know how long it's going to take. But we've always had really good luck. It's always been there and fast, and we get. Man, our plan was to get to the resort, go to ESPN Sports and get our bibs and do all of that, and then go to on a DVC tour. But we landed at 9 a.m. So we got up at around, I got up around 2:30 that morning. We were so tired, but landed at 9. We didn't get to pop until almost noon. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened, but we were there forever waiting for a bus. So we ended up switching around and going to get our bibs after the DVC. But I was afraid we weren't even going to make that. But I had never had it take 3 hours before.
I think that's the upper end of what you can expect. And it feels like forever when you're sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. But but yeah, I would say to be safe on the upper end, 3 hours, allow yourself that much to get to your hotel. In your case, when you mentioned your plans, it didn't worry me so much because you've been before and because you had a short weekend. So you were trying to pack as much in as possible. But it certainly does give a hectic start to your trip.
Whew, yeah.
All right. So Magical Express is more delayed than expected, and you ended up going to the DVC tour on Thursday first.
Right.
So shall we talk about the DVC tour?
Yeah. It was really, I'm really glad that we did it. It's very interesting. I'd never seen Saratoga Springs. That's a beautiful resort. Mm-hmm. And it's very nice. You know, you walk in and the area that you're seated in is very beautiful, and they have cupcakes and fancy coffee and anything you could possibly want to eat or drink, which is very nice. And we went in, and I knew a lot about DVC just from listening to podcasts and doing some reading. So I was fairly well informed. I still learned some things that I thought was very interesting. Sorry, that was terrible grammar. But I was really excited to see the rooms. And they had a Copper Creek room, Alani, and Pop. And that was probably my favorite part. I'm really obsessed with the Copper Creek design.
You just said Pop.
Oh, sorry, Polly. Meant Polly.
Polly, okay.
My husband is now interested in Alani. So it was really cool to see those. And at the end, you get to go get ice cream, and you get 3 extra fast passes to use at any point throughout your trip. Certain rides are not allowed, like the really popular things. I think it's Frozen and Seven Dwarves and the Flight of Passage and Navi River. But, you know, 3 extra fast passes is great. I will say that it was slightly more pressure than I expected. I think because I had read from so many people that there was absolutely no pressure. And I wouldn't go that far. I would say there was strong encouragement to make a decision quickly. Mm-hmm. And I was a little surprised by that. That said, it would not have put me off of recommending it. I think, you know, I think it can be a very viable thing for some people and for some vacationers. I don't think it's quite right for us right now, but it certainly got me interested in renting DVC points to at least test the waters on that.
Yeah, that would be a good way to check it out so you can see the differences between staying in the hotel versus renting the points.
Yeah.
And just as a side note, in case anyone doesn't know, DVC stands for Disney Vacation Club. It's Disney's version of timeshare. You can rent the points from an owner or you can become an owner. And Alicia did a tour where they highly encouraged her to become an owner. And when you do the tours, they do have perks available, as she mentioned, which is free fast passes. Sometimes there's gift cards involved.
Yeah, we got a gift card. I forgot to mention that.
And they will also drive you, pick you up and drop you off at many, many spots.
That is true. And they had us go in a minivan, which I was super psyched about because I wanted to try one of those. So we got to experience the minivan.
Yeah. That's a cute way to go.
They're very cute. They're very cute.
Okay. So the outcome of that was you don't regret it, but you didn't end up buying now.
No.
But now you have all the information, and I assure you, you will hear from your sales person. Okay, so I believe after that you probably went to Wide World of Sports for your race check-in.
We did. And again, really well organized. I mean, my understanding is that the Star Wars weekend is the least crowded of all of them. But we found that to be true, and also that it was very well organized. And we were in and out, and it was... We didn't go into the merchandise area just because we didn't want to be terribly tempted. But it was really well run. It was super simple, in and out, and fun to see.
Did you get there by the DVC minivan driver?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's nice because it's a little tricky to get there.
Yeah. So, yeah, we took advantage of that. And then we took the bus back, I believe, to Pop after that.
To Pop Century, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I mentioned this a little bit in my trip report that they do have transportation. It's just that it's, you know, it's its own schedule and you have to go check it at the front desk sometimes.
And there's a lot of construction around there right now. So things were taking extra long.
Yes. But you had that DVC driver to help you out on the first part of that trip. Okay. So you get checked in. You didn't buy anything.
Didn't buy anything.
No. I went with somebody who was registering or picking up their bib, and I was really hoping to get the Run Disney shoes.
They don't have them.
They did not have them.
No.
So that was a big disappointment.
I know. That's all I'm interested in. And I keep looking to see because apparently they're looking for a new shoe company to partner with. And it sounds like they haven't found anyone yet, but I'm like, oh, I really wanted some shoes.
Yeah. They've always been so cute and I've never been able to get them. And then when I'm finally mm-hmm. there, they're not available.
No.
So you and I walked out without buying anything, sounds like.
No.
At this point, it you had been up since the wee hours and yep. had a long day and you had a race the next morning.
Yep.
So was this the end of the day or did you have a little bit more planned?
No, we went back to Pop. We got a pizza and some wine and brought it back to the room and just we were asleep by 8.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Now, what time was your alarm set for Friday?
2:30.
2:30.
Uh-huh.
Yes, not uncommon. And the reason I ask that is I want people to understand if they're considering a race what the schedule is like because it's not for the faint of heart. It's a 2:30 time. And this was for the 5K.
5K, yeah.
Okay.
And I should preface by saying my report is from the point of view of someone who is not a runner. Mm-hmm. So if you have listeners who are runners who are going to be like, ugh, this is not at all the experience of some, you know, because there are different corrals, they get to leave at different times. But if you are a person like me who has a family of non-runners and where it's our first race, this is what it's going to be like.
Right. And so that's why I wanted to point out it's a 5K because it's a different experience if you do the longer races. So the people mm-hmm. on Sunday doing the half marathon, they're probably used to races and the 2:30 clock. So let's talk a little bit about the Run Disney process because I'm relatively new to it and I'm learning. So did you have to submit a time beforehand so that you could be assigned a letter for your corral?
You have to submit a time, and I submitted the slowest possible time you can, which is 16. Now, I will say that for the 5K, they want it to be a family race, so it is not timed. You can go as slow as you want on that. And many people were. There were people just really just casually walking it. I know in the 10K and beyond, you have to maintain a 16-mile-per-hour pace.
Mm-hmm. 16-minute mile.
Thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. that. And I keep hearing of the balloon ladies who maintain that pace and walk at that pace, and you have to stay ahead of them. Otherwise, you get what's called swept, mm-hmm. which from my understanding is there's a car that follows the balloon ladies. And if you fall behind them, you are very gently scooped up into the car and driven to the front of the race. But you will not get your medal. And what's the point of that? So you want to stay ahead of that 16-minute mile pace. Now, 16-minute mile pace is pretty slow. It's a fast walk, so it's certainly still doable, but I didn't want to risk it with a little kid, and so I wanted to do an untimed race, and as I mentioned, none of us are athletes. So, 2:30, you had to be at the bus, on the bus by 4. That was the last bus leaving. We got on, I think, at around 3:30, and there was quite a line for it, and poor kid is still half asleep. You get on the bus, you get there. And this is the part I didn't know. You're driven to the Epcot parking lot, and there's a lot of waiting around. We were in the last corral to leave, and we got there at around 4:30, and we didn't start running until 7 a.m.
And that is a long wait.
That's a long wait. I think they said there were 34,000 runners that weekend. Mm-hmm. So my tip would be, if you have a kid or even just adults who want something to do, bring something to do. Bring some music, bring something. Because while there's a lot of people and there's some things to do, it's more in the variety of like, oh, we can go look at merchandise, or there were screens playing Star Wars videos. It was just a lot of standing around. Once the race starts, though, it's really cool because they shoot off fireworks for each corral that goes, and they do a big countdown, and so that's really fun. And you run for the 5K along the back roads. And so if you're like me and love to see the backside of Epcot and all of that, that's really cool. My kid found it less cool because half the course you're just running on the road. I liked running on the road. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a road and I'm running. So once we got to Epcot, though, it got really cool. And because it's still pretty dark out, but they had all the big torches going. I've never seen them before in Epcot, because I'm not usually there at night. But they have big torches lit, and all the cast members from all the countries were dressed up and out there with flags and signs, shouting and running along with you. There are Disney Pass photographers everywhere, which is really fun. They are all, however, sitting on the ground getting very unflattering angles. Mm-hmm. So when you see your pictures, don't be alarmed. Remember, they're on the ground shooting up, which no one looks great.
The pictures, you're not scanning your Magic Band to get those. They are connecting your bib number to your account.
Right. And they show up later, and you just get to see all the different pictures they took of you as you're running. And half of them you didn't even notice because you're just running. Mm-hmm. But that was really, really fun. And just, there's something so great about running through and not an empty park, obviously, because there are other people running, but just being like, we have this all to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, if you're not an athlete, it's great because there were just lots of families walking it, pulling off whenever they needed to use the bathroom. It was not scary competitive at all. It was really just, we're all here having fun and getting a little exercise in the morning. Mm-hmm. And at the end, after you go past Spaceship Earth, which is amazing, you go back out behind the scenes, and that's where all the characters were. And it was really cool. They had, I always call them the Yub Yubs. That's not what they are. The little sand guys, Oh, my husband, everyone who loves Star Wars is screaming at their headphones right now.
And I'm sorry, I'm no help when it comes to Star Wars. But it was a Star Wars themed race.
It was a Star Wars themed race. There were really cool Star Wars characters there. And you could wait in line. Oh, Chewbacca was there, so that was pretty awesome. And you could wait in line and get pictures, and stormtroopers at the finish line taking pictures with you as you cross the finish line. And the medals are amazing. This sounds really dumb. I assumed they'd be plastic or rubber. They're real metal. Feel like you actually got something.
They're heavy.
They're heavy. And for the 5K, it was a stormtrooper. The 10K was super awesome. It was one of the Red Guards. And I really coveted them watching people have those over the weekend. But, you know, I saw some people that had all of the medals. And I was like, wow, how do you even walk? Those are really heavy. But that was really exciting. And when you get out, they have a medical tent and, you know, people can look after you, and they hand you a box with snacks. And it's still like, I mean, we got done. It was 8 o'clock, I think, because we had mostly just walked it. And you can hop on the monorail and go about your day. And it's still incredibly early and you've got this cool bling and you did something. And it was really fun.
I'm glad you liked it. Where was all the stuff taking place at the end with the characters and stuff?
It was all back behind Epcot. I think as you wind around to a parking lot, I mean, there were lots of, you know, they weren't the prettiest photo ops. It was like next to a trailer. But because Star Wars is kind of a devastated land and all of that, it still worked. And I thought this was interesting. Apparently, some of the characters are the cast members that you find actually at Disney, and some is a troop which I'd never heard of called, I think, Vader's 501st Battalion or something, 501st Army. Anyway, they are cosplay actors, but Disney works with them, and they have to maintain they have to reach really strict standards, basically movie quality costumes. And they bring them in to play characters that Disney doesn't traditionally have, like the older Luke Skywalker, who was there, who looks just like Mark Hamill. It's really amazing. So you get to see characters you normally don't get in the park, and their costumes are just as high quality. It was really fun.
Cool. I never heard that. I'm going to have to look up pictures of those characters.
Yeah, it was neat.
All right. So it sounds like you wrapped up at Epcot and you mentioned that you could hop on the monorail and do something else. So did you take the monorail over to Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, we did. Went over to Magic Kingdom and we wore our medals. Word to the wise, if before you get on Big Thunder, put that medal inside your shirt, because it doesn't feel good when you get bonked in the head. So we went and we rode Pirates and Aladdin before we had fast passes for Big Thunder. And my husband did single rider for Splash because my son doesn't like the whooshy feeling in your stomach when you ride that.
And timing wise, since your race stuff was wrapped up at 8, were you at Magic Kingdom at park opening or just slightly after?
Right after. We were hearing the welcome show end right as we walked in.
Okay. So park opening pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we went to Main Street Bakery, got some coffee and started, and lots of high fives, lots of people pointing to the medals and congratulating us. My knee was killing me, so I didn't do a lot of walking after that. I had not trained sufficiently. So we did a lot of the things that we had fast passes for, and then things where I could sit. Like my husband and son went to the shooting gallery and did that for a while I sat. And I went to the Hall of Presidents because I wanted to see that now that it reopened. And so it was a lot of things where I could sit. Haunted Mansion. So.
And after you did some rides, you had a lunch reservation at Skipper Canteen.
We did.
Mm-hmm. How did that go?
I love Skipper Canteen. It's so good. And one of the things that I really love there on the kids menu, they have, I think it's Smiley's Crock of Chicken Noodle Soup, which sounds super boring, but it's incredibly delicious and unexpected because it's not traditional chicken noodle soup. It's done with ramen noodles and is in more of a ginger broth. So it feels more elevated. And even though it's a small portion size, so when it comes, you're looking at it, and you're like, wow, that's not a lot. It's incredibly filling. And I like to order off the kids' menu just because portion sizes are so big. It's the exact right amount of food. And when you order off the kids' menu, you also get the dessert that comes with it, which I could then give to my kid. And he likes to order off the appetizer menu because he likes the falafel. But that restaurant is just a delight.
Yes, and I just wrote that down because I would like to try that off the kids' menu.
It is. It's really good. And I thought this was really sweet. My husband and I didn't order dessert, so they brought us out a cupcake to congratulate us on finishing the run. And I thought that was a nice little delighter.
That is nice. I love the stuff that the cast members do to acknowledge the people that participate in special things.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It was really sweet. Really sweet. Also, another thing that's good there, my husband always gets the vegetable curry. He's not a vegetarian, but it's a really, really, if you like Indian food at all, it's not super spicy, but it is a nice change of pace from the things you can traditionally get in the park.
I need to edit.
Unless you're a Sanaa or Animal Kingdom.
I need to edit your whole Skipper Canteen experience into my last episode because I said Skipper Canteen is one of the most underrated places at Disney World.
Oh, yeah. It is totally true. It's so good. It's so good. Then we went after that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You probably have questions and I'm just reading my notes.
I actually don't have anything else written down for after Skipper Canteen. So tell me what you did.
We went back to Pop because my knee was busted and took a nap, much needed, because we'd gotten up at 2:30 that night, the night before that for the race. Then I'd been up at 2:30 to fly in and we were just done. So took a nap and then decided we had reservations that night at Yachtsman Steakhouse down at the Yacht Club, which we'd never been to. So we discovered the joy of Lyft. Mm-hmm. Wow, that makes things so much easier. We took Lyfts everywhere on this trip because it was, I think the most we paid was $7. They're there within 2 minutes. And especially as you always say, getting from resort to resort is so challenging. And this was just so much simpler.
It is. Because if you had used Disney transportation, it probably would have taken you an hour and a half.
Oh, I know. It's $7. Like my time is worth $7. That's so right. It was great.
That's why I try to talk about it a lot because not everybody uses services like Uber and Lyft at home, but I want people to really consider it at Disney World, even if you don't use it at home.
Exactly. And I know it might seem daunting, but it's so simple to use. You can even tip in the app. You don't have to carry cash. You don't have to worry about anything. The cars were clean. The people were incredibly nice. Everyone knew exactly where they were going, and it just couldn't have been simpler.
Yes, and that's exactly why minivans exist, because Disney recognizes that that's a really great market. So,
absolutely.
But $7 is cheaper than a minivan, so everyone has to decide what's best.
I was thinking a minivan would be great if you have kids, because a lot of the Lyfts, I mean, granted, we didn't request one, but didn't have car seats automatically. And the minivans do, the Lyfts don't. But that's right. We don't need car seats, and mm-hmm. $25 is a lot more expensive than $7. So
it is. They definitely have a good niche with families with little ones.
Exactly.
But for the rest of us, Uber and Lyft are usually a good deal because the maximum I think you might pay is $10 on site.
Yeah, it was great. It was so great. We got to Yacht Club and they were like, no one's really leaving the tables, so you probably have about a half an hour before we're going to actually be able to get you in for your reservation. So we decided to walk along the boardwalk, which none of us had ever done. So that was fun, and we stopped and watched a magician, and then we went into Abracadabar. Mm-hmm. Which is new, and that was really nice. It's a really beautiful, tiny little bar.
Mm-hmm. And very well themed.
Very well themed. Really interesting stuff. And had my husband and I had a drink. My son had a Shirley Temple, and we just relaxed there and sort of checked out the boardwalk, and then walked back to Yachtsman for dinner.
And you mentioned entertainment being out on the boardwalk, and mm-hmm. I think that's on weekends. So if people are out on the boardwalk on a Tuesday, they may not see stuff, but on weekends, you're more likely to spot that.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes.
Good to know. Yeah, it was fun. It was neat to see.
So how about Yachtsman?
It's awesome. It's really good. I'm a bit of a steak snob, and it was really, really good. It was absolutely worth the money, we thought. The service was incredible. I had filet mignon, and it was beautifully cooked. A lot of food. And I highly recommend the complimentary bread service. Their bread is killer. It was just all really, really good. I was very happy.
Was the service good as well?
It was really good. Yeah.
In my experience, it's some of the best service at Disney World.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. We were pretty blown away.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
I always like to hear different reviews just to make sure it's still good.
People still good. Here. Yeah. No, it's really good.
So did you go to Epcot by chance after that?
We didn't. I think because we were still just recovering. We were still so tired. We didn't. We actually didn't make it to Epcot on this trip, which is killing me in retrospect. But aside from running through it, that's the only time we went to Epcot. Yeah, after that, after dinner. One more thing I'll say about Yachtsman, which I thought was interesting. The decor felt, because the yacht club, it was the first time I'd seen it. Not my taste in decor. It felt a little stuffy to me, mm-hmm. but the actual steakhouse felt much warmer, more like Frank Lloyd Wright, more craftsman-y. So I thought it was also a really beautiful steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what you just said is sort of the juxtaposition of the yacht club and the beach club, because they're right next to each other. They share a pool, but yacht club is very dark, like dark woods and just not bright an area like the beach club is. So they're definitely mm-hmm. differently themed.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I highly recommend it. Yeah. We just took a lift home and went to bed.
Okay, but on Saturday, you had planned to sleep in. So did you still do that, given that you were back earlier the night before?
We actually did, because I think our dinner reservations, if memory serves, were like 9 o'clock. And because they were running a half an hour late, it was still ended up being, for us, a late-ish night.
Yeah.
So we did sleep in. We were going to do Animal Kingdom that morning, which we ended up doing, and then Hollywood, Star Wars dessert party that night. So I wanted to make sure we had enough energy to push through for all of that. So we did sleep in. We got to Animal Kingdom at 11, and that's really where we felt the crowds. It was the day before their 20th anniversary, and it felt like everyone was there. Mm-hmm. It was really crowded. But we had reservations, fast passes at Cali River Rapids, and needed to kill some time. So we waited for Primeval Whirl, which I think is another ride I really love and I feel is also underrated. I love it.
I'm glad.
I don't know your feelings on it.
I know. I'm glad you like it.
Okay. I think it's fun, but I can see if it's a lot of spinning.
Mm-hmm. It's a little rough too, but
it is a little rough.
Yeah.
It's a little rough,
but it's fine. I do it on a lot of trips. But you did you do Cali River Rapids first and then these things, or?
No, we actually, I think our fast passes were at 1 for Cali River Rapids. And since we were there at 11, we did Primeval World and then we went to get lunch. And we went to Harambe Market and I wanted to try the mobile ordering. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, where has this been all our lives? That is so great and so easy. And if you're, you would certainly know this more than I would. Are they accepting dining plans yet?
Yes, in the app, the mobile ordering.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. We weren't on the dining plan, but it works incredibly well. So we ordered some food there. I will say our food was not great.
What did you order?
We ordered the chicken skewers. Mm-hmm. And I'd had good luck there before. This is the first time we ordered the chicken skewers. I think it was just luck of the draw. We got a lot of fatty meat and kind of gristly. So, but we did then go to, there's the Harambe Fruit Market, which has corn on the cob, which sounds super boring, but is incredibly delicious. Mm-hmm. And they have all these different salts. We got a curry salt that was super yummy. I would imagine if we had snack credits and you used it on that, it would be a great deal because they're almost $6. So they're pricey, but super, super, super good. Everyone kept asking where we got the corn on the cob when we sat back down.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was really good. But we didn't eat much of the food, we got corn on the cob, and then I forgot to mention we had bought the new popcorn buckets that mm-hmm. you can buy, mm-hmm. the refillable popcorn buckets, where they're $10, but then every time you refill it, it's $1.75. So we got our money's worth out of that thing. And so after we had the corn on the cob, we went and got popcorn. So apparently we are keeping the corn industry in business. But we had that, and that was fun and good. And then we went to Cali River Rapids.
And I don't talk to a lot of people that do Cali River Rapids because some people are afraid of getting wet.
I will say, having gone to Universal and having ridden their raft ride, which I don't remember what it's called, but
Jurassic Park?
No, there's another one.
There's a few that'll get you really wet.
There's a few.
They're all
kind
of close together.
Yeah. That thing where literally we came out of that and had to wring our clothes out. I've never seen anyone get wet like you get wet on that ride.
Wait, at Universal?
Okay. No, Universal. So compared to that, this was nothing. We got a little splashed. But it was nothing. It was not bad at all. Okay. So, it was really fun. Also, it was hot. So
you dried quickly.
Yeah, it dried quickly, and it was nice. And then we went to Everest, and my husband and I had fast passes for Everest. My son doesn't want to ride it. He's ridden it before, but it's just, I think, a little much for him now. And I rode it, and I know I think it's one of your favorite rides, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the theming. I find it a bit rough. I wish it was a little smoother. So I get a little whooshy, but I took some Dramamine and I learned a trick that there's one really big hill after you go backward. And if you get motion sickness, if you look straight instead of down as you're going down the hill, so you're looking at the horizon, you don't get that crazy whoosh in your stomach and it doesn't make you as sick. So that's what I did. And that made the ride a lot easier for me as someone who's prone to motion sickness. You don't get as cool a picture because they take your picture then. And the great thing about that picture is everyone's screaming and freaking out. And if you're looking at the horizon, you feel very calm. And so you don't get as fun a picture.
But, yeah, and you also look like you're looking at something totally different than everybody else.
The hard part,
see, I think I'm aging out of that ride a little bit, but I think it's the backwards part that kills me.
That's what it is.
Those G forces are rough.
Yeah. I struggle with it too. But you know, I did it and I can still say it's awesome, but it does make me motion sick now in a way that I don't think the youngsters get on it.
Yes. The things to look forward to for the young people listening.
Ugh, yeah. And then we went over to Pandora cause we had Flight of Passage, and, I also wanted to try that because the last time I rode Flight of Passage, I got super motion sick. And so I wanted to see what would happen again. And I took my Dramamine, and I have a very good tip. If you get motion sick, the cast members told me to request seat 9 because it is the most in the middle in almost all of the auditoriums. And they said, as long as you request that, you should be okay. And maybe it was the Dramamine, maybe it was a placebo of being told I was in the right seat, but it was a whole different experience. It was so much better.
Yeah, since you mentioned Exhibition Everest and motion sickness, I was really curious what you were going to say about Flight of Passage. And that's a good tip, to request certain seats that are more central. But I don't know if this is in my head or if this is reality, but I feel like over time that ride has gotten less motion sickness, like it's causing it less and less in me anyway. I don't know how they could possibly have changed it that much, but
yeah,
but it's been
maybe, but it was so much better.
Yeah,
whatever they did, it was so much better.
It's more fun than it is nauseating.
exactly. I didn't feel, because what would get me the last time I rode it was it felt like there was a lot of sort of like tipping, like you're about to go off a cliff and swoop, and it's that feeling in your stomach. And I didn't feel that this time. It didn't seem as pronounced. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's something in the mechanics. They've stopped it from being quite so intense.
Yeah.
But it's really fun.
Yeah.
More
gentle. So did all three of you do that one?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And that's when your son can handle. So
He loves it.
Good.
He
It's always sad to me when people bow out, because they really scare you when you're in line with warnings and warnings, and you know, and it makes me sad when people step out of the line, because I think you'll probably like it.
Yeah, I think so too. And yeah, it's absolutely worth it. You know, if you're nervous, just request one of the seats.
Right.
But it's completely worth it. It's so fun.
And especially if you have a fast pass, you don't have to wait in that long line.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And then after that, we went. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to ask. Well, we have a slight delay whenever you have an internet call like this. I was going to ask if you did anything else before heading to the Star Wars dessert party.
We went to Satuli Canteen because I wanted to fill my stomach a little bit, not have a full dinner before we went. So we went to Satuli Canteen, which I'd never been to, and really liked it. And I thought this was nice. On the bowls, they have little boba balls filled with, I think it's like a yogurty dressing. And if you get the kids' meal, they don't put the boba balls on there. But my son ordered the kids' meal. My husband and I shared a large one, a regular bowl. And he really loved those boba balls because he felt like his meal was a little under seasoned. It's just sort of bland. And if you go, you can request extra and they will just give you a little cup of the boba balls for free. And you can get some and put them, if you happen to love them, put them on yours. But just know that if you like them, just ask and they will give you some.
That you're just full of tips today. That's helpful.
I've learned from the best. So.
I think Disney started using the bobas in Pandora because they think it looks with the theming of, you know, Avatar, but they're also very popular. So it would be nice if they included them on the kids one as well.
Yeah. Yeah. He ate a lot more once we added the boba balls to it. So
yeah, they're fun. Why not?
Yep. And then we went over to the Star Wars dessert party.
And you waited at the bus stop for the Hollywood Studios bus, I assume?
We did. It was actually not that bad. And went over, and we had a little bit of time. I knew to get there early, as per your advice, but we still had a little time before we needed to head over. So we went to see the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, which also always fun. Always really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they don't get rid of it. And then we went over, we got there around 7 to it started at 7:30. We got there at 7 and they wouldn't let us in. So I went and met Kylo Ren, which is very surprisingly intimidating.
He's scary.
It's a little scary. Mm-hmm. He is. It was just me. My husband and son didn't want to go. But I thought I was going to be super clever and have a pose in mind. And I was going to do like a force push or something, a force choke. They wouldn't let me pose any way that was not facing forward. They were just like, I was like, but don't I get to say what I want to? No. We can only take your picture if you're facing forward. So know that if you want a picture, they want you facing forward.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It was weird. It was weird. But it was fun to meet him. And it was really cool and intimidating.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that it's not just me that's scared of the Star Wars characters.
Nope. It was great. And by the time we came out, they were ready to let us in. And word to the wise, get a table first, because tables get filled up quick. And it was crazy crowded. It was just like locusts on the bars. So I was a little surprised by that. I don't know why I was surprised by that. Of course, that's what everyone's going to want to go do. But we tried some of the cocktails. They have things like swamp milk, which I think is maybe Midori, something green and cream. And they have a margarita and a couple of other things. They were okay. They also have wine and beer. I stuck to the wine and beer. But what's nice about it is the dessert party, and I know you've talked about this, but I liked that they had some savory things to counterbalance all of the sweet desserts. So we got food and hung around. And unfortunately, it wasn't until later I realized that if you go to the cantina section of the dessert party, they have the stormtroopers in there. And you can go and take pictures with stormtroopers. And we had missed that because I didn't know that that could happen. But that was neat.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it feels a little wild in there because there aren't assigned tables. There are no chairs. And right. You just have to grab a table and it's just kind of crazy. Whereas the other dessert parties, you have tables and chairs to sit at. It feels a little bit more civilized. But so at some point then they took you out to the viewing area.
Yeah. And as they take you out, you get sort of like a goodie bag, and we got steins, and I know they used to be Chewbacca steins. They've changed them to Captain Phasma, and they're really neat. They're fun little steins.
Yeah. That's a fun perk.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then we went out to see the fireworks and the light show, and I really liked it. I mean, I would have liked to be, I think, a little further back. I know you had mentioned that it feels a little close right now, and I would second that. But it's certainly not enjoyable. It's, you know, and it's nice to have your own special place to sit and watch.
That's the best part about it, is that you literally have your own little private section, whereas before it was a roped off area you could stand in. And I still think the old area was the better view, but this is a lot easier and more private.
Yeah.
So, you know, pros and cons of that. Mm-hmm. Were you out there early enough to see the Disney Movie Magic projections?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They brought us all out there to watch that first. And then they had the fireworks.
Yeah. So it's nice to have seating for both.
Yeah. It was really, really nice. I lost my phone in the party. And I will say that Disney cast members are very quick to find things if you lose things. And you can go and get those back really quick. So if you happen to lose something at a Star Wars dessert party.
Well, this would be a good time to mention that we just published a post about the Disney lost and found. And literally just Friday, posted it, and they actually are updating their system where you can go online. I think it's disneyworld.com/lost and found or something like that. And then it notifies the cast members to go look for whatever you've lost. So
oh, wow.
Disney is making it even easier, and the cast members will use your electronic notification to go look for that.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm glad you got your phone back. That can be nerve-wracking.
It sure can be. Yep.
So what happened after the dessert party?
We just took the bus home, and when Will, my son, was starting to hit the wall, so and understandably so. So we just went home and went to sleep and got ready for day four.
Now, on day four, Sunday, did you end up doing Blizzard Beach that morning?
We did. We did. We were nervous about it because they were calling for rain. But we were just like, all right, let's just do this thing. And we went. And I have to say, this is a good lesson for me. Just because it says it's going to rain doesn't mean it's going to. And two, sometimes it's worth pushing through anyway, because when we got there a little, I think it was like opened at 10. We got there probably at 10:30. And they told us we were only the 30th people there. Mm. There was no one there. You could walk onto anything. And because there was rain and it wasn't super hot, it was warm enough, and they heat the water. And so the water is already really warm, and it was just delightful. My son loved it. And we could go on the rides just over and over and over. There was no one there. It was great.
That's nice. That's yeah. Something you're going to never forget, is being able to not wait in lines at a Disney World park.
It's true. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I think we rode, they have a new raft ride. I think it's called Team Boat Springs. My son and I rode it 6 times in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Nice. And then they have photo pass photographers at the bottom?
No, they didn't actually.
Or at any of the attractions?
I didn't see any, no. Uh-uh.
Okay. Sometimes they do. They're standing in the water taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't when we went. But it was great. It was incredibly empty, and the rain held off. It was a delight. One tip I will have is the lockers. I didn't know. They only take cash, I believe, and they were expensive. So I would recommend not bringing something. Stuff to store unless you absolutely have to. I don't know your thoughts on it.
Well, that's so inconsistent with how everything else is at Disney World, because even the laundry, you know, if you do the laundry at your hotel, that's all credit card based, and cash is really being phased out. So that's good to know, but hopefully they will convert it so that you don't have to carry cash, especially if it's going to be a little expensive.
Yeah, it was, I think, $10 for a small one, which they said would hold one small bag, and 15 for something that would hold something like a backpack. And I was like, who's carrying that as they go to a water park? That kind of cash. I don't know. And I also didn't know that you have to pay for towels unless you are staying on property. I should have known that. I'm sure every you know, all of your posts talk about it, but I didn't know. So I was glad to know that we didn't have to, because we were staying on property.
Yeah, that makes it more convenient. That's one less thing that you have to carry.
Exactly.
Or pay for.
That too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how long did you end up staying at Blizzard Beach?
We were there probably 3 or 4 hours.
So you arrived at 10:30. You were there till roughly 2?
I'd say about that. Yeah.
And did you go back to the hotel, or did you go to a park from there?
We went back to the hotel to change clothes and take a nap again. And then we decided to go to Magic Kingdom, and they were having extra magic hours, which is something I've never done. Mm-hmm. They had the nighttime magic hours, and that is really fun.
So do you remember how long the magic hours, extra magic hours lasted that night?
I think it was 9 to midnight. Mm-hmm. Or 9 or 10 to midnight.
Yeah, probably 10 to midnight.
Probably 10, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you were there until what time?
We were there. We closed the park. I have a picture of my son on Main Street standing underneath the clock outside of the Emporium, you know, pointing up to the fact that it's past midnight and he's still awake in Disney World. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we closed it out. We saw the kiss goodnight, the light show on the castle at the end when they're trying to very gently get you to leave. Mm-hmm. But it was really great to be there. And the only way you can get on the rides is if they scan your band to make sure you're staying on site. And if you are, then you just get to go and ride whatever you want to ride.
Yeah, that's a really fun way to end your trip.
Yeah, it was great. We rode Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It was maybe a 10-minute wait. They were posting 30 minutes, but it was incredibly quick. Peter Pan's Flight was nothing. I will say it did start to rain and we had brought ponchos. So we were riding Seven Dwarves and Big Thunder in the rain, but who cares?
Yeah. You know, if it's just a little rain, why not?
It was more than a little rain, but who cares? It was great. It was great.
You had been in water parks that day. So,
right. Yeah. It was really, really fun. And we were supposed to eat dinner at Skipper Canteen, but this was
our, oh, sorry. No, 50s prime time.
Oh, I changed it because we decided to go to Magic Kingdom. So I canceled that reservation, made reservations at Skipper Canteen. But while I was at the park, I realized we were not going to be hungry. So I modified the reservation and moved it to later. But when we went to the later time, it had updated on the My Disney Experience in the app, but not in their system. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have our reservation. They just had the earlier one. And so they were going to try to get us in, but said it was going to be about an hour wait. And no. So we just ended up going to Pecos Bills.
Which is quick service. So you were able to just go whenever you wanted to.
Yeah, which is good because I wanted to try. They were rolling out some new tacos, and they had cauliflower tacos, and I wanted to try those.
Well, how were they?
They were okay.
okay.
They were, I would say, and I only say that because they were spicy, and I don't like spicy that much. If you like spicy, I think they're great, and I believe they're vegan. I think it's a great vegan option, although it might come with a dressing that's not vegan. But if you're vegetarian, I think it's great. They default to beef. You have to request the cauliflower. But I wanted to try it. And I'm glad I tried it. And I always applaud Disney when they push things beyond chicken nuggets and hot dogs.
Yes. And accommodate all kinds of different diets.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is much more inclusive. And the reason that a lot of people are able to travel, because they know when they go there, they can get vegan or allergy-friendly foods or whatever. So good for them for continue to expand. But I had never heard of that. So now I want to write that down for my next trip. You are basically filling out my menu for my next trip with this call.
Yeah, I was bummed that they've taken the guacamole off the Fixin's bar. I liked the guacamole and they've taken that off.
That makes the Fixin's bar worth it to a lot of people to have the guacamole.
I know. Now you have to pay $2.
Yeah, that's a bummer. So Sunday night you were up late, and then Monday was your departure day. How early did you have to depart on Monday?
We had to depart not super early. I think our flight was at 1. So they came for us at, I think it was like 10:20 or something. We had to get on Magical Express. So it wasn't too bad. You know, we just went and grabbed some breakfast and some things for lunch. So it was fine.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
As it turns out, we decided that since we are clearly not going to go to Disney World, that we should finally just break down and get annual passes.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yeah. So we are now annual pass holders, although don't ask me why. We did not buy them for our son. I don't know why. Somehow buying three seemed insane, but two seemed okay, which does not make sense. But that's what we did. So My husband and I have annual passes, and yeah, so that's exciting.
So that means that you have to go back and have just a husband-wife trip.
Well, we are going back.
So. Okay, that's there's a good cliffhanger. Okay, so when are you going back?
Well, it turns out that my husband is a race maniac. I didn't know this. This race seemed to unlock some inner athlete, and he has now, I think he has signed us up for the Wine and Dine in November, and I think we're going to do the Princess Run in February and the Star Wars Run again in April. And there are Disney does virtual runs. Mm-hmm. Do you know about? I didn't know about these. I didn't know what they were. I'd heard of them, but you can sign up to do virtual runs. I think everything from a 5K to maybe even a full marathon, and you do them wherever you want. So you can do them at your gym or, you know, throughout your neighborhood or whatever. And the big races you can break up, so you can do them over multiple days. You don't have to do the full race all at the same time. And it's on the honor system. You just sign up and then you tell them that you actually did it, and you get the same medals that you would if you ran a real race, real actual medals. And they do special ones like they do for the summer, because they want to tie it with Incredibles. You can do a 5K every month throughout the summer and get a different Incredibles medal. And if you do all three, you get an extra special, you did them all, Incredibles medal. So we're doing that. We're now going from, this was going to be our last trip for a couple of years, to we're somehow going back like three or four times.
Welcome to the club. Yeah. Very addicting.
Uh-huh. So we're going back in June. We're going to go back in June and there's a beignet race at French Quarter where you do a 5K or something close to it. Maybe it's not even a 5K. Maybe it's a half of a 5K, and they give you free beignets at the end of that. We're going to do that. And wow. I know.
What are your dates in June?
We're going June, I think it's 7th through the 11th.
Okay.
So we're not going to be there. I know in late June. I know you mentioned you're going in late June for Toy Story.
Yeah. So. I just thought that would be a crazy coincidence if we were there two trips in a row.
But I pestered poor Heather to see if there was any chance they would be soft opening Toy Story. And she very kindly wrote back and was like, maybe, but probably not.
Now that you have an annual pass, if they do have soft openings, you may be more likely to be able to attend. So that's something that we will have to keep an eye out for, because they did that for Pandora. Mm. So we'll see. But that'll give us something to look forward to in June. I did want to ask you about your prepaid Visa card and how you used it to evaluate the Disney dining plan.
One thing I learned was that if you want to apply it to your Magic Band, because that's what I plan to do, is just like, I will use it to pay off whatever we accrue from food on Magic Band. They can't do it at the resort. There's some sort of code that means they they have to charge a fee, and so you won't get the full value of your Disney Visa. So what they recommended was take that Disney Visa, walk over to the gift shop, buy a Disney gift card for that same amount, just use it to pay for that, bring that back to us, and that we can apply and give you the full amount for. So that was a good tip. So I would recommend, if you decide that instead of the dining plan, you want to use a card where if you don't use it all, you can get some back, do a Disney gift card instead.
Okay.
And we put way too little. I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, oh, $200. That'll be enough.
That was probably your yachtsman dinner.
It was our yachtsman dinner. So not the best experiment, but I think we're going to try it again in June. And this time I will know to use a more realistic amount and see what happens. Cause I still think it's a good approach.
Yeah. Is there anything on your trip that we have not talked about?
Gosh, I do not think so. No, I don't think so. I think we got it all.
Good. Well, that was a lot to pack into a short trip, but I appreciate you taking such good notes because then we can all learn from it. And I have my menus fully made out for the next trip based on what you said.
Oh,
so thank you for talking to me again and for being willing to share so many tips.
It was a total pleasure.
Thanks, Alicia.
All right. Bye-bye.
I hope that trip report was super helpful. I know I learned a few things along the way. I did want to share a quick tip before we wrap it up today. This one was emailed by Natalie. She said, quick tip for the Flight of Passage line. We got in the 120-minute line with lots of signs saying no restrooms and you must remain with your party. An hour in, my 8-year-old decided she needed to use the restroom immediately. We were worried we wouldn't be allowed back in line, but she had to go. If you notify a cast member when leaving, they will give you a fast pass to get back in line and wait for your party in a designated area. I cannot vouch for the success of this in all lines, but it just goes to show it doesn't hurt to ask and the cast members might be able to accommodate you. I think that will wrap it up for this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, you can always check your show notes or go to the website, click podcast at the top and look for episode 173. Until next time, I will see you on the site.